This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, February 12th, brought to you by Commodity Classic. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Well, the House released a fiscal 2025 budget resolution directing the Agriculture Committee to cut $230 billion over the next 10 years. The amount will no doubt increase discussion about a significant reduction in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. The House Budget Committee dropped the draft resolution, scheduled for markup in committee tomorrow. That resolution is the blueprint for a later reconciliation bill that would be needed to actually enact the spending reductions and increases and tax cuts. The resolution calls for $100 billion in new military spending and $90 billion for the border, while allowing for $4.5 trillion in reduced tax revenues over 10 years. The proposal would raise the debt limit by $4 trillion. Republicans have said the SNAP proposals being considered would not cut existing benefits for participants and would focus on reducing waste and fraud in the program. American Soybean Association President Caleb Ragland understands the nation's financial situation, but also knows firsthand how much farmers need the security of a new farm bill and funds for an adequate safety net.
We have presented a strong case for the importance of updates and reference pricing, which are more than 20 years old now. We've talked about the importance of keeping our crop insurance strong, of keeping our Title I safety net strong. The farm economy is in crisis right now. It is imperative for American farmers that we get a strong farm bill in place. We also need to double our MAP and FMD funding to promote trade. We want to make a living from the market. We don't want to need these programs constantly. We don't want to be in a position where we need disaster programs and ad hoc funding to fill the gaps that are likely to exist if we don't start strengthening trade.
The House Majority PAC is zeroing in on the Trump administration freezing millions of dollars in funds that were promised to American farmers. The PAC identified at least nine GOP members who may be vulnerable to their constituents if the spending issues aren't soon resolved. Caleb Ragland supports the audit, but he also supports programs that serve the industry and the food insecure.
As a taxpayer, I'm glad to see that they're taking a look at where our dollars are going. But there's a lot of good programs and good people that are the recipient of this freeze, and we need to make sure that programs that are good and are sound keep going. The Food for Peace program, for example, is helping with humanitarian aid around the world and has been a proven program for a long time. It's getting soy protein. It eventually has even led to dependable markets for us.
The Trump administration's efforts to eliminate U.S. aid and halt foreign aid have ensnared Feed the Future innovation labs at U.S. land-grant universities. Ragland says these facilities have proven a valuable resource for the soybean industry.
We have many researchers who have dedicated their career and their life to soy research, and right now they're on leave from their jobs. They have uncertainty. They are doing great work that is helping us to not only be better producers of soybeans, but they're doing research that's helping us find new uses and better efficiencies and new opportunities for the soybean. And as a farmer, that is very concerning to me. We need those people that are helping us to find innovative ways to grow our soy markets, to grow opportunities. That helps not only our farmers, that's wonderful for our rural communities.
17 labs in all face an uncertain future as a result of the funding freeze. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Commodity Classic. Achieving excellence isn't easy. It's reserved for those willing to work for it. Farmers like you who strive for bigger yields and better education. People who settle for nothing less than the very best, because you know excellence can only be achieved through hard work, commitment, and perseverance. Take your operation to new heights and join us for the 2025 Commodity Classic, Elevating Excellence in Agriculture, March 2nd through 4th in Denver. Learn more at commodityclassic.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.